Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parshat Vayigash, we have 13 psukim. At the end of last week's Parsha, Yosef demanded that Binyamin remain behind in Egypt as his slave. And this week's Parsha begins with Yehuda approaching Yosef and appealing to him to allow Binyamin to return home to his father. The Alshich Rav Moshe Alshich, who died in 1593, asks a number of questions on the beginning of our Parsha. An overarching question he asks is this. At the end of Parshat Miketz, Yehuda said, Perek Mem Dalid Pasuk Tet, Asher Yimatzei Ito Me'avadecha Vameit, V'gam Anachnu Nihye La'adoni La'avadim. Said Yehuda to this ruler, of course he didn't know it was Yosef. He says, if any of us has your goblet in his possession, he will die. You can take the rest of us for slaves. Yehuda is completely ready to accept this ruler's cruel decree. Whoever has the goblet will die, and the rest of the brothers will become slaves. And then, when the goblet is found in Binyamin's possession, Yehuda again accepts this ruler's punishment. He says in Pasuk Tet Zayin, Mano mar la Adoni, manedaberu manit tzadaka Elokim matza et avona vadecha, hinenu avadim la Adoni, gam anachnu gam asher nimtza hagavi. Yehuda is ready to accept this decree. What can we do? How can we respond? We'll all be your slaves, the one who in whose possession the cup was found, and everybody else. And that is all at the end of last week's Parsha. And then, in the very beginning of our Parsha, we have a complete change in Yehuda's tone and intentions. Vayigash Elav Yehuda, and on this, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us on the first few psukim in our parsha that Yehuda spoke very harshly to Yosef and even threatened to kill him. So what happened? What changed in Yehuda's approach? A moment ago, he was resigned to their fate, and all of a sudden he speaks harshly to this ruler to go to war? What's going on? And the Alshich answers in the following way. When Yehuda accepted their fate to become slaves, says the Alshich, Haya bilibo al michram bakesef tzadik, v'alkein hitzdiket adin, v'amar hinenu avadim. Says the Alshich that Yehuda was prepared to be a slave together with the other brothers when he saw this as a punishment for their sale of Yosef. As sad as it was, he understood the punishment and he accepted the punishment. However, when this ruler said, Ha'ish asher nimtza hagavia biado hu yihye li'eved, v'yatem alu l'shalom alavichem, when this Egyptian ruler said that only Binyamin was going to be a slave and the rest would go home, then Yehuda realized that this was not a punishment for the sale of Yosef. This was something completely different. And now it was just, Yehuda realized, it was just the whims of an impulsive, unpredictable ruler. If that is the case, said Yehuda, I am ready for war. I am ready to fight until the death. That is the Alshich. And perhaps, based on the Alshich, perhaps one can suggest that when Yehuda thought that they would all be enslaved, Yehuda was fine with that, in quotes, not only as a punishment, but because the brothers could endure anything as long as they were together. But now that only one brother was going to be taken away and the rest would be separated from him, that Yehuda could not fathom. Yehuda learned the hard way about the cost of splintering a family, and he was not about to let another split in the family happen without a fight to the death. In Achdut, we learn from Yehuda, in Achdut, we can endure the worst jails in Egypt. But separated, chas v'shalom, without achdut, separated, we will all, God forbid, perish. Have a wonderful day and Shavuot Tov, everyone.